请我们打开马太福音二十四章。
Please turn with us together to Matthew chapter 24.
45节。
Verse 45。
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?Whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season.
我们，我们这次的主题是讲到，忠心良善的仆人。
The theme for this year's camp is that one of faithful and good servant.
那我这一次呢，把重点放在忠心的有见识的仆人。
But I have placed my focus upon the one that is faithful and wise servant.
那我们讲了三堂关于什么叫做有见识、聪明。
We have spoken for three nights regarding what is being wise and that is being clever.
因为这个字是主自己来定义的。
Because this is the word that the Lord Himself defined it.
所以第一次主定义这个字的时候，聪明是根据于凡听见他讲到天国的道，然后照着去行的人，就是聪明人。
The Lord Himself defined in it is such that is the person who listened to the word of God regarding the kingdom of heaven and has taken action to do it.
所以聪明愚拙是看你。对主讲到的天国，是不是里面有一个科目，有一个倾向，有一个追求
？Regarding this wise, is whether after listening to the words of God inside you, within you, is there a thirst? Is there a hunger? Is there a pursuit for it?
因为这世上的国都要过去
，because the kingdom of this world will pass away.
神的旨意乃是要他的国降临。
The will of God is that His kingdom should come.
那么这个国我们需要努力才能进去。
And this kingdom of heaven, is that we must enter by violence, we must work very hard for it.
所以你如果有这样的一个选择的话，你就是聪明人。
And then if you have made such a choice, then you will be considered wise.
第二次主用的这个词就是说到十个童女。
The second time that the Lord made use of this term wise is speaking about regarding the ten virgins.
这十个童女里面有五个是聪明，有五个是愚拙。
Amongst these ten virgins, there are five of them who are wise and five foolish.
他们唯一的区别就是油多与油少。
The only difference between them is that one of much oil and less oil.
所以这里告诉我们，所有等候主来的人。
So it tells us, all those who are waiting upon the Lord's coming,
我们要注意一件事。
We must pay close attention to some one thing.
就是我们是不是活在圣灵的管制里头。
That whether we are living under the control and management of the Holy Spirit.
我们每天的生活是体贴肉体呢，还是体贴圣灵呢？
Is our mindset upon the flesh or our mindset upon the spirit?
体贴肉体很舒服。
If your mindset is upon the flesh, Then it is a very comfortable life.
但是结局是与神为仇。
But the conclusion is that you make enemies with God.
你没有办法让神的旨意在你的身上实现。
You have no means to let the will of God fulfill in your life.
所以主说，如果你是聪明人，你就要体贴圣灵。
So Lord says that if you want to be a wise man, then you have your mindset upon the Holy Spirit.
这是每天的操练。
This is a daily practice, a daily exercise.
这不是理论的问题，这是实行的问题。
This is not a theoretical thing. This is a practical thing, one of applications.
那么第三次主讲到聪明。
The third time that the Lord speaks about wise.
主是讲到那个不义的管家。
He speaks about the unjust steward.
他有一个点是值得光明之子的学习。
He has one characteristic that the son of light must learn of him.
就是他想到将来怎么办。
Because he thinks of his future, what he should do.
每一个基督徒应该想到我们在来世我们要怎么办。
So every Christian amongst us must think about it. In eternity, what must we do? Prepare, how to prepare for it.
我们要想到以后我们的结局到哪里。
We must think what will be the outcome, our final outcome, where will we be?
我们怎么面对将来的审判。
How do we meet the judgment in future?
你今天在地上的钱财你将来要怎么样子安排。
Your wealth upon this earth, how would you arrange it in the future?
所以这些也是很实际的问题。
And these are very practical things that we talk about.
那么主耶稣还有一次讲到聪明，这就是我们主题圣经里面的这一句话，我把它放在最后一堂来讲。
So the Lord has also mentioned about being wise, and it is in the verse that we have just read and have placed it for the final evening tonight.
他说谁是忠心又有见识的管家。
Who then is the faithful and wise servant?
那么这里是主把我们放在做管家的地位上来按时分粮给家里的人。
This is how the Lord placed each one of us as his servant so that we will give food in due seasons.
所以你看到这里这个聪明是跟按时分粮有关系。
And here you see that this wise has something to do with giving food in this season.
我们在这里每天都有三顿饭好吃。
Every day here we have very three good meals.
这个厨房的人很忠心的把food on time摆在桌子上，我们到时候可以吃享受。
The kitchen hands have been very faithful to each one of us, and they have placed the meals on time for each one of us to partake.
所以从这个角度来讲，这个饭店的这些服侍厨房的人很忠心啊。
From this point of view, the people in the kitchens are very faithful.
那么现在当主问这个问题的时候
，So when the Lord asks this question,
他的问题不是在于会朽坏的食物。
He is not talking, when the Lord is talking about this thing, he is not talking about
perishable
food.
主曾经在行五饼二鱼神迹之后说过这样一个很重要的话。
After the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, the Lord himself spoke something which is very important.
因为当主把五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个男人还有女人还有小孩的时候，全部的人都非常的兴奋。
Because after the Lord has performed the miracles of five loaves and two fish and fed the thousands, all the people are very excited.
大家都投票要选主做王。
All of them voted that they want the Lord to be king.
但是主没有接纳这些人对他的拥戴。
But the Lord did not accept them.
主就走了。
And so the Lord walked away.
不但他走了，他也叫十二个门徒也走。
Not only he walked away, he asked the 12 disciples to follow him, walk away too.
划船到对岸去。
So they take the boat across the lake.
那么这些人不死心啊，一直跟着他。
But these people are die hard. They follow, continue to follow him.
第二天一大早在对岸，这些人又跑来了。
The next day in the early morning, these people are again there.
他们来找耶稣，耶稣就说了一个很重要的话。
So when they came to look for Jesus, Jesus said something very important.
你们找我不是因为神迹。
You look for me, it's not because of the signs.
你们找我乃是因为吃饼得饱。
You look for me is because you want to have the food so that you'll be filled.
说不要为会朽坏的食物劳力，乃要为不朽坏的食物劳力。
Do not seek for those food that will perish, but seek for those that will not perish.
所以你在这个地方就看到，在主的眼中，什么是重要的？什么是不重要的。
So in this place you see that to the Lord he realized that he knows that there is something that's important and certain things they are not important at all.
人来找主，因为人认为吃饭很重要。
Men came to seek the Lord because they thought that taking food and helping the few is very important.
但是在主的眼中，吃饭不是最重要的。
But to the Lord, taking the meals is not very important.
这一个吃饭是暂时的。
This taking of food is only temporary.
有一件事情比吃饭更重要，那个叫做不朽坏的食物。
There's something that is more important than taking your meals. There's something regarding the imperishable food.
但是今天全世界的人就是为，我不知道你怎么翻，五斗米折腰，就是为了吃饭，已经把他的人生都卖光了。
So today in today's times when people for the sake of their meals they work so hard and they are so bent over，
对不对？今天人都在那里努力的工作。到一个地步，他的一生就是为了吃饭。
They labor and work so hard, all for what? It's just for the sake of the meals.
但是主在这里说，有一件事比吃饭更重要。
But the Lord says that there's something more important than your food.
那件事叫做不朽坏的食物。
And that is the imperishable food.
那么今天
，But today，
我们来思想主说到聪明的管家。
So we come and talk about the wise servant.
主说什么叫做聪明的管家呢？
What is the wise servant according to the Lord?
就是按时分粮的管家。
It's one who gave out the food in its due season.
今天撒旦在神的儿女中做了一个很大的破坏的工作。
Satan has done a very destructive work in amongst the children of God.
就是把这一个宝贵神的话语偷走了。
But Satan has stolen this precious word of God.
就好像主曾经说到一个比喻，撒种的比喻。
Just as the Lord has spoken of a parable, just as parable of the sowing of seeds.
这个神的道像好的种子撒在四种情形里面。
The word of God is just like the seeds that has been sown and is in four conditions.
有的撒在路旁。
Some on the road path.
鸟来了就把这个道拿走了。
And the birds of the air came and they took up the seed.
有的撒在土浅石头地，发了芽，但是石头把它晒，太阳一晒干掉死掉了。
Some seeds fall on those land with little soil and when the sun come, it have bare roots and have shoots come up, but when the sun scorch it, it died.
然后有的撒在荆棘里头。
Some are sown on the thorns and rocks, thorns and rocks.
这个植物 长了一半也被挤住，也长不大。
And so when the shoots grow and it's been choked and it cannot grow further.
只有一个情形，四种里面只有一个情形，撒在好土里，它才能够有三十六十一百倍的。
Of the four conditions, only one in which that the seeds have the full opportunity of grow, so they can bear fruits.
所以你看，这个主的话。是宝贵的。
So you see, the word of God is very precious.
可是今天在神的儿女里头，产生一个很严重的问题，只有25%有效，75%是无效的。
So you realize that in amongst us, there's a grave, very grave problems that out of all the 100%, only 25% of God's word have an effect.
这是很严重的问题。
And this is a very serious problem.
还有更严重的问题。
And that's a more serious problem.
这个问题是什么呢？
Why is that?
你在这个情形里面起码还有 25%， 更严重的是完全失落。
Of this, at least you have 25%, but then there's that which you completely lost.
仇敌有些情形根本就把神的话全部给毁了。
The enemy sometimes completely destroyed the word of God.
中国大陆
In China,
从1949年
1949,
一直到1979年
until 1979,
整整有30年的时间。
In the period of 30 years,
圣经烧掉了。
The Bible was being destroyed.
牧师转业了。
The pastors changed occupation.
教堂关门了。
The church closed its doors.
神学院把它封掉了。
The biblical college is being closed down.
宣教士赶回国了。
Missionaries are sent back to their own home.
基督徒每一个要表态。
Christians have to confess.
你要信吗？
Do you want to believe?
如果你要信，
If you want to believe,
你没有前途。
You have no future.
如果你要侍奉所谓你的神， 那你要被送到遥远的 劳改营去。
If you want to serve your real God, then you have to go to the Reformation Center, which is very far away.
所以那三十年里面
，So in these 30 years，
想读圣经没有圣经。
If you want to read the Bible, there's no Bible.
想要聚会不可能。
If you want to have a gathering, you cannot have.
根本就没有主的话。
Truly, there's none, no word of God at all.
这是仇敌做的最厉害的工作，让神的百姓没有神的话。
This is one of the greatest work of the Satan, of the devil, that of the enemy, that people do not have a chance to listen to the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你会发现神的儿女历世历代从旧约一直到新约，仇敌的工作一直是在神的话语上做剥夺的工作。
So you see that throughout generations, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the enemy is always working upon the Word of God.
要么就是没有，根本没有神的话。
On one hand, it can be totally no Word of God.
要么就是拿虚假的话来代替神的话语。
On otherwise, he will use falsehood to represent the Word of God.
像今天在虽然在中国好像是开放了。
Although in China, it's just like it's been open.
但是神学院里面讲的不是主的真理，是代替的。
But the theological college, the doctrine or the teachings that they give are not true.
圣经讲因信称义。
The Bible says justified by faith.
神学院讲因爱称义。
But the college taught them because of love you are considered just.
所以这个
justified because of love.
就把主的话主的道改了。
And so you see there's a subtle change in the word of God.
说他要第二次再来。
The Lord says he will want to come again.
可是神学院的人告诉他们不可以讲这个，这个道是不准讲的。
But the theological college cannot teach this.
所以你就会发现仇敌一直在那里来用代替品来让神的儿女对主的话不认识。
So they always have a substitute so that they will not allow the children of God to know exactly what the word of God is.
然后在所谓的自由世界
Then we go to the free world.
仇敌还是一样可以做很大的工作破坏。
The devil is also, the enemy is also able to do destructive work.
今天让我们每一个地在所谓自由世界自由经济的人里面我们今天是非常的忙碌。
In the free world, in the free capitalist economy, then people are all very, very busy.
忙到一个地步
They are so busy.
我们没有时间来到神的话语面前
We have
好好的查考好好的背诵
We have no time to come before the God to read His word, to study His word.
所以你看到教会软弱
So you see, the church amongst us are weak.
神的仆人没有几个是真正认识神话语的。
Amongst God's servants, not many of them are those who really know His word.
很多的地方，今天你讲道，如果超过半个钟头，人家都要嫌你气太长了。
In many places, when if you preach for more longer than half an hour, people will say that you are too long.
最好的讲道二十分钟解决了。
The best sermon you can preach is within 20 minutes and you solve it.
所以人来到礼拜堂听所谓的讲道不过是一个 entertainment, 就是一个 让人听听舒舒服服听完舒舒服服蒙受祝福就回家了就是。
So when people come to listen to such sermons is that they want to be comfortable and listen comfortably for 20 minutes and after that you receive your blessings then you go back.
所以
And it's a form of entertainment.
今天在神的儿女们中间仇敌做了一个很大很大的工作就是破坏神儿女的粮食
So the enemy has done a very great destructive work amongst God's children that's to destroy their spiritual food
那现在主在这里问一个问题
So now the Lord asks a question
谁是忠心有见识的仆人
Who then is the faithful and wise servant? This is the Lord asks of us, each one of us.
今天主的教会，主在找这种人。
The Lord is looking in the churches such a person.
要找有没有人能够认识主的话，经历主的话，然后忠实的传讲神的话。
He's looking for one who is able to read the word of God, experience the word of God, and to preach the word of God.
让神的话能够喂养他的群羊。
So that the word of God can be fed to his flock.
今天很多的羊是饿得面黄肌瘦。
Today many of the sheep are now they are so pale because of the hunger for the word of God.
要么没得吃，要不然就是吃 junk food.
If they have nothing to eat, or else they eat junk food,
对不对？我们今天常常看到这样的一个很荒凉的光景。
And we see such a famine, a pitiful state in our church, in our.
神的儿女在一个饥荒的状态里头。
So the children of God is living in a time of famine.
旧约里面有一句话，如果我们去读的话，《阿摩斯书》第八章。
In the Old Testament, there's a verse that
就非常的表达这个情形。
Amos chapter 8,
Amos 书第八章。
Amos chapter 8,
十一节。
Verse 11.
主耶和华说
，The Lord, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord.
我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼。干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
That I was sent. I read again, Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
昨天晚上我们在结束之前提到启示录里面第七个教会叫做老底家。
Last night before we end, we spoke about the church in Revelations, the Laodicean church.
那个教会表面看起来是非常的丰富，发了财，什么都不缺。
Superficially, when we see that we look at the church, they are very rich and prosperous in material things, and they don't lack anything.
但是主说你们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身、可怜。
But the Lord says that you are poor, naked, and wretched.
神的儿女在一个饥饿的状态，没有主的话。
The children of God are in a famine conditions without the word of God. This is the conditions that they are in.
我们看在旧约里面四世纪 也有类似的情形。
We look in Judges, there are similar conditions.
今天早上孙立兄也提到四世纪，他讲到四世时代的那个属灵的光景。
This morning, our brother Godwin's son also mentioned of Judges and speak about the spiritual conditions at that time.
那今天晚上呢，我就要用第六、第七章的一个很重要的故事。
Tonight, I want to use a story from chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Judges.
请我们打开四世纪第六章、第七章。
So let's turn to Judges chapter 6 and 7.
这里讲到一位士师，他的名字叫基甸。
Here we talk about one of the judges by the name of Gideon.
他所在的一个时代是一个非常可怜的时代。
He's a time in generation.It's a very pitiful state of the time in the history of the children of Israel.
我们注意第六章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 1.
我们要念到第四节。
You want to read from chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
这四节圣经把当时那个凄凉的情形说得非常透彻。
It is very clear from here how he described the pitiful conditions at that time.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian for 7 years.
米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营宅。
And the hands of the of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains.
以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们。
So it was, whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, also Amalekites, and the people of the east would come up against them.
对他们安营毁坏土产，直到加沙，没有给以色列人留下食物。
Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel.
牛羊驴也没有留下。
Neither sheep nor ox nor donkey.
所以你在这里你就看到以色列人的光景是在一个非常荒凉的光景里头。
So you see that these children of Israel is under very pitiful circumstances.
他们不是不撒种。
It's not that they have not sown.
他们不是不耕种。
It's not that they have not carried out agricultural work.
他们撒了种。
But they have sown.
他们耕种了。
They have planted.
开始要长出来了。
When the plants want to grow, begin to grow.
仇敌就来了。
And the enemies came.
仇敌就把这些东西庄稼都毁了。
And all this produce, the enemies have destroyed them.
牛羊也毁了。
The sheep and the ox are also being destroyed.
所以神的儿女就在饥饿的状态里头。
So the children of God are in a very hungry state.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们向神的心不忠直。
Because their heart is not right with God.
他们得罪了神。
They've offended God.
所以他们就面临了一个很可怕的光景，叫做饥荒。
And so they face a very pitiful conditions, and that is called famine.
谁造成的呢？是米甸人造成的。
Who causes is Midianites.
那么米甸人又是谁呢？
And who are the Midianites?
如果你去创世纪读的时候，你就知道25章第二节告诉我们，米甸是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
And if you go to Genesis chapter 25 verse 2, then you will see who are the Midianites. They are actually the descendants of Abraham.
那么犹太人呢，是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后代。
The children of Israel are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
那么后来亚伯拉罕又有一个儿子，所以就产生了另外一批人。
And because Abraham had another son, and so it caused another line, a line of descendants.
所以米甸人跟犹太人是亲戚啊。
So the Midianites and the children of Israel, they are actually relatives.
但是这个亲戚呢，当犹太人强壮的时候呢，他们相处很好。
But what are this type of relative? When the children of Israel are very strong, they coexist very well.
但是什么时候他们一软弱，这个亲戚就来压榨他们。
But whenever they are weak, this relative would come and suppress them.
那么米甸人的工作就是破坏犹太人的粮食。
And so the work of the Midianites is to destroy the food of the children of Israel.
所以让他们就非常的贫穷。
And so it caused them to become very, very poor.
好，这是当时的这个以色列人的光景。
And so this is the conditions at that time for the children of Israel.
那么他们就向神祷告，他们就求神，神啊，救我们。
And so they cried to the Lord and they said, God, save us.
神就兴起一个人叫做基甸。
And so God raised up a person called Gideon.
基甸是神在那个饥荒的时代来让他们从仇敌的手中被拯救出来的工具。
And Gideon is an instrument God used to save them out from the time of famine in that period of time.
那么这一位弟兄是怎么样的一个弟兄呢？
This brother, what kind of brother is he?
你会发现他神找他的时候，
You realize that when God looked up for him and found him,
他是在哪里呢？
Where was he?
他在那个酒榨的地方在打麦子。
He was threshing wheat in the wine press.
这是很稀奇的。
This is something very strange.
为什么这个人是在酒榨打麦子？
Why is Gideon threshing wheat in the wine press?
因为平常你如果做过农家的话，你就知道 打麦子应该在麦场打麦子。
So if you have, if a farmer or know something about farming, then you know that if you want to thresh your wheat, then you do it at the threshing floor.
你把麦子收来了，你就放在这个禾场上。
You collected your wheat and so you put at the threshing floor.
然后你就拿那个，那个打麦子的那个桩打，把这个壳跟麦子分开来。
Then you will thresh the wheat and so that remove the chaff.
然后你就把这个混合体呢，趁着有风的时候就把它扬起来，这个风就把麦子跟那个糠皮分开了。
And so the wheat and the grain and the chaff, so when you wait for a time when there's wind and you throw it up in the air, so the wind will blow away the chaff.
这是所有农夫都知道的，这样子来生产粮食。
All the farmers know this is the way to produce their food.Produce the grain.
但是这里有一个人叫基甸。
But here is a man called Gideon.
他没有这样干的。
But he did not do such a thing.
他为着让敌人不知道我们在干什么。
Because he did not want the enemy to know what he was actually doing.
因为他如果这样做，敌人就来抢他的粮食。
Because if he do it in the openly at the threshing floor, then the enemies would come and steal away his food.
所以他就很聪明。
And so he is very clever.
他就跑到一个地方叫做酒榨。
And so he went to a place, seek out a place called the wine press.
什么叫酒榨呢？
What's the wine press?
那是去采葡萄的地方，要做酒的时候。
After you harvested your grapes, there's a place where you want to make your wine.
把这个酒葡萄通通放在这一个一个大的很大的桶子里面。
So you collected all the grapes and put them in a big drum.
他们就跳到了桶里面就采啊。
And so they would jump into the drums and step and step on it.
那个葡萄汁就流出来。
And so the grape juice would flow forth.
然后就把这个葡萄汁去做酒。
And so they would use this grape juice to make wine.
所以酒榨是用葡萄做酒的地方。
So the wine press is a place where they use the grapes to make wine.
哎，基甸就用这个地方来做打麦子的地方。
Isn't it surprising that Gideon used this place to thresh the wheat?
这样他就保存了他的粮食。
And so he saved his produce, his grain.
米甸人就不知道他在干什么。
So the Midianites did not know what he was actually doing.
这就是基甸他那个时候做的事情。
And so this is what Gideon did at that time.
好。然后呢，神就向他说话，要用他。
And so God wanted to speak to him, and God wanted to use him as an instrument.
但是他说我不行啊，我怎么能够来担负这么重的责任，要来拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的手呢？
Then Gideon says, I'm not capable. How can I be able to save the children of Israel from the Midianites?
但是神拣选他说我与你同在。
But God chose him and says that I'm with you.
那么细节我让你们自己去这两章的圣经。
So for the details, can you read these two chapters of the Bible?
基甸有名的是什么？
What is Gideon famous for?
有名的是有一句话，你如果注意看。
It's famous for because of one phrase, one verse.
因为神怎么样把这个仇敌打败呢？
How did the God defeat the enemy?
你来读第七章。
You read chapter 7.
十二节。
Verse 12.
米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都散布在平原，如同蝗虫那样多。他们的骆驼无数，多如海边的沙。基甸到了，就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说：“我做了一个梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。”
Chapter 7 verse 12. Now the Midianites and Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as the sands by the seashore in multitude. Verse 13, And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. He came to a tent and struck it.So that it fell and overturned, and the tents collapsed.
十四节，那同伴说，这不是别的，乃是以色列人的约阿斯的儿子基甸的刀， 神已经将米甸和全军都交在他手中。
Verse 14, then his companion answered and said, "This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered the Midian and the whole camp."
基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中说，起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。
Verse 15, and so it was when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and his interpretation, and he worshipped, he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand."
所以这里有一个很重要的话。
So here is a very important phrase,
叫做基甸的刀和大麦饼。
The sword of Gideon, the barley loaf.
这个就是打败仇敌的方法。
And this is how they destroy the enemy.
大麦饼是食物。
The barley loaf is actually food.
但是这里神给他一个名字叫做基甸的刀。
But God gave it a name and called it the sword of Gideon.
这个人基甸是有食物的人。
This man Gideon is someone who has food.
他能够在敌人的面前，他有食物可以吃。
Amongst the enemies, facing the enemies, he has food enough for himself to eat.
今天他可以用这个食物成为基甸的刀来打败神的仇敌。
And today he can use this food to become the sword of Gideon to destroy the enemy.
当然他要找一些同伴跟他一起来打这个仗。
Of course he need to find certain co-workers to help him to fight this battle.
所以当他起来去呼召人来加入这个征战的时候，来了有32,000人。
So when he called people up to call people, there were 32,000 who came forward to support him.
神说太多了。
And God says there are too many of them.
怎么办呢？
What to do?
淘汰
，remove some of them。
怎么淘汰啊
？How to remove them？
你神就叫他去跟他们讲，谁心里面害怕的可以回家。
God told Gideon to tell them, "Who are those who are afraid? You can go home."
哦，这32,000人听见这句话，好多人就你看看我，我看看你。
So this among these 32,000, after hearing these words, you look at me, I look at you.
一走走掉22,000。
And so, of all those who left, the 22,000 left.
他们心里面一听到打仗总是害怕。
So when they heard of going for war, and in their heart, their heart became filled with fear.
剩下10,000。
And so we are left with 10,000.
你要记得这个时候，刚刚我们读的圣经，仇敌有两帮人，一帮人是米甸人，一帮人是亚玛。利人
We have read the scriptures. There are two types of enemy. One of them are the Midianites.
多的像蝗虫一样。
They are more like the locusts.
那应该有很多的军人一起响应来打这场仗。
Of course, we need many supporters, people who answer the call to come and fight this battle.
但是没有想到神说太多了。
We never knew that God had said that there are too many of them.
神只需要一小撮的人就可以了。
God only need a handful of people.
那现在剩下10,000总差不多了吧。
So now we have left 10,000.
胆子小的可以回家。
Shouldn't it be enough? Those who are afraid have gone home.
但是神说还太多。
But God still says, it's still too many.
所以叫他们去喝水。
And ask them to go and drink water.
在喝水的时候，神说你注意看。
So when they are drinking water, God asks Gideon to pay careful attention.
哪一种人可以用，哪一种人不可以用，注意看。
Who are those that you can use and who are those that you cannot use? Pay careful attention.
那有的人一跑到水边就赶快跑过去跪下来，就有的甚至冲到水里面去大喝水。
So when they saw the water, there were a group of people who literally ran forward and jumped into the water, and some knelt at the water and drank all the water.
只有少数的人，他到了这个 河边，把水捧起来，用舌头这样舔，像狗一样。
There were only a handful of people who went to the water and bring forth with their hands and lap it like a dog.
神说，就是这一群人可以用。
And God says that these are the type of people that you can use.
其他的叫他们回去了。
The rest ask them go back.
所以这样就选了300个人。
And so through this means they have chosen 300 of them.
那什么意思？
What is the meaning of this?
为什么是用这样的方法来拣选人呢？
Why did God use such a method to choose people?
当然胆子小害怕是很清楚的原因，神没有办法在这个征战的时候胆小的人神没有办法用。
Those who are faint-hearted, those who are afraid, God could not use them.
你要救自己，你就失丧了自己。
If you say want to save yourself, then lose yourself.
这是主耶稣讲的很清楚的话。
And this is what the Lord Jesus said.
所以他们想要救自己，那就没有办法救别人了。
Those who want to save themselves, of course they cannot save others.
好，那么喝水这件事情怎么又区分出两批人来呢？
So when the coming to the drinking of water, then how God differentiate the two groups of people?
因为如果你要这些人是要打仗的，因为他们全都是军人。
So all these people are warriors because they are all soldiers.
是全副武装的。
They are fully equipped.
那你现在如果要到河边去喝水？
And if you now want to go to the riverside to drink water,
你要跪下去，你要把身上的武装解除。
And if you want to kneel down, then you have to take off your weaponry.
所以那一些下去喝水的人，他的武装是放解除了放下来的。
And so those who want to kneel down to drink, they have taken off their armor and their weapons.
但是那些捧水上来用舌头舔的人是全副武装的。
And those who use their hand to draw the water and to lick it are those who have not taken off their weapons.
所以他们是警醒的人。
And these are the people who are watchful.
他们不是放松的人。
They are people who have not let down their guards.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天在这一个危机的时代里头。
So in this time, this period of crisis.
如果我们要能够在神的手中有用来打败仇敌的计谋。
So if you are be useful to defeat the wiles of the evil enemy.
第一
，first，
你要像基甸。
You must be like Gideon.
基甸是怎么样一个人
？What kind of person is Gideon?
他是一个聪明人。
He's a wise man.
在大家没有粮食的时候，他有粮食。
When everybody have no food, he has food.
他怎么会有粮食呢
？How does he have food? How did he have food?
因为他是在酒榨打麦子。
Because he threshes wheat in the wine press.
在预表上什么意思
In symbolism, what is it? What does it represent?
酒榨所预表的是什么？
What does the wine press represent?
酒榨预表的是十字架的工作。
The wine press represent the work of the cross.
你要知道，主耶稣要上十字架之前
，You must know that before the Lord Jesus he
那天晚上
go to the cross, then night
那天晚上。他在一个地方祷告。
The evening where he prayed,
带着三个门徒。
He brought three disciples with him.
那个地方叫做克西马尼园。
That is called the place where he prayed was called Garden of Gethsemane.
主在那里祷告，汗如血点流下来。
When he was praying, his sweat was like droplets of blood.
他说我非常的痛苦。
And he says that I am very sorrowful.
他要门徒跟他警醒，可是门徒个个都在睡觉。
He wanted his disciples to be watchful, but all of them are sleeping.
所以那个地方，科西马尼，你如果去查字典的话，那个就是 wine press 的意思。
And so if you go to search the dictionary, the meaning of the word Gethsemane and that represents wine press.
主耶稣在那里，好像经过酒榨被压榨。
And the Lord Jesus himself is like one who has been gone through the wine press, been pressed down.
所以这个就是讲到十字架的苦难。
And so this is speaks about the suffering of the cross.
这是酒榨所代表的。
And so this is the what the wine press represented.
那么也就是说，在今天这个情形里头。
And so this what we say is in today's circumstances,
仇敌在那里破坏神的儿女的粮食。
So the enemy is destroying the food of the children of God.
如果你想要能够做一个聪明的管家，
So if you want to be a wise steward,
你需要出代价。
You have to pay a price.
而且你是不是在传统的方式里面来得到粮食。
And it is not by traditional means that you get food, you get spiritual food.
因为传统的地方已经被仇敌破坏了。
Because the traditional places have already been destroyed by the enemy.
你必须在苦难中来得着神的话语。
You must through suffering, through means that in order to obtain the word of God.
我觉得今天神的儿女没有粮食。
I feel that today's God's children don't have food.
因为今天
Because today,
很少人愿意付代价来准备粮食。
Because there are very few who are willing to pay the cost to buy food, to prepare food.
准备粮食是要出代价的。
To prepare for food, you have to pay a price.
我常常听见我这些年在大陆做工，有这些弟兄们跟我交通他们心里面的感觉。
During my time in China, especially when I share with them, some of the brothers in there have shared their heart's feeling, the feelings in their heart.
现在在中国得救的人是很多很多几千万人。
There are many people who are saved, been saved, millions of them who are being saved.
可是
But
很多的这些主的儿女就被异端、被仇敌掳去了。
But so many amongst many of those who are saved, they are being captured, taken away by the cults and taken away by the enemies.
工人很少，牧人很少。
The workers are few, the shepherds are few.
神的话语不认识。
They do not know the word of God.
有一个弟兄跟我这样讲。
One brother spoke to me.
他想彭弟兄啊，我苦死了。
He said, Brother Pong, I am very miserable.
我说你这句话什么意思？
I said, what is your meaning?
他说在我手下有2000只羊。
He said, under me there are 2,000 sheep.
可是我从年头到年尾，我只有5篇的道。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, I only have 5 messages.
讲来讲去就是5篇道。
The way I speak again and again, I only have 5 messages.
我不知道还有什么道可以讲。
I do not know what other kind of messages can I bring forth.
我想这个弟兄所说的话很能够代表普遍的心声。
I'm saying that I think that these words that this brother has spoken to me represent the heart feelings of many, many in the world.
他的心都对了。
His heart is already broken.
他急死了。
He's in a desperate condition.
但是他没有办法。
But he has no way, he has no means.
所以今天我们需要向神祷告。
So today we need to pray to our Father in heaven.
神啊，兴起你的工人来。
Oh God, raise your own workmen.
这些工人是有粮可以分的。
These workmen are people who have work to give forth.
这些人是愿意付代价。在酒榨准备神话语的人。
These are people who are willing to pay a price, who are willing to work in the wine press.
在传统的方法里头已经没有粮食了。
In the traditional methods, in the traditional ways, there are already no more food left.
一些听到的都是一些死的字句、死的神学。
Whatever you hear from them are words that have dead and no life in it.
没有神生命的话语。
The words have no longer life of God in it.
今天神问谁是忠心聪明的仆人呢？
So God is asking, who then is the faithful and wise servant?
能够按时分粮使我的家里口粮有余呢？
Who can bring forth the food in its due season so that people can be fed?
今天基甸在哪里？
So today, where is the Gideon today?
这是今天教会要祷告，要求神预备的。
So this is what the church have to pray, to look for, to be prepared for.
这个禾场是何等的大。
This threshing floor, how big is it? How immense and great is it?
可是聪明的管家何等的少。
But very sadly, there are so few of these wise stewards.
所以需要这个时代的米甸基甸。
So now we really truly need a Gideon for this generation.
然后有一帮人跟他一起配搭。
And so then we have a group of people who work together with him.
不需要多，300个。
No need more, only 300.
什么样的人？不怕死的人。
Who are, what type of people they are? They are people who are not afraid to die. They are people who are not afraid to die, who are willing to pay the cost.
而且是警醒的人。
And they are the ones who are watchful.
不是放松自己的人。
People who are those who compromise themselves, who let go themselves.
就是对付自己肉体的人。
Are people who deal harshly with their own body, flesh.
因为今天的征战太剧烈了。
Because the battle today is too fierce.
当这些人这样的在神面前有个警醒的心。
So when these people have a watchful heart before the Lord,
神就兴起他们，用他们跟基甸一起配合。
So God will raise them up, God will use Gideon, and together they will work together.
然后你就会发现，神就用这300个人打了一场胜仗。
So then you will see that God used these people to have a, to give them a victory.
他们喊的口号就是基甸的刀。
And their watchword, their phrase is the sword of Gideon.
基甸的刀就是大麦饼。
And the sword of Gideon is the barley loaf.
大麦饼就是神的话。
The barley loaf is the word of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
整个的征战乃是在于神的话语。
So the whole struggle, the whole battle is upon the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不能够以舒适的生活作为我们今天生活的当然。
We cannot justify ourselves by saying that we need a comfortable life.
我们不能只是顾自己的家而已。
We cannot just think of only of our own homes.
今天需要的，神要打开我们的眼睛，看见今天在神的家里面是什么样贫穷的光景。
So God must open our eyes and see that within the house of God, what sort of poor conditions we are in.
这个贫穷不是金钱的贫穷。
This poverty is not monetary wise.
今天的贫穷是灵性的贫穷。
This poverty is poverty in spirit.
今天的贫穷是神话语稀少的贫穷。
The poverty is because the word of God is lacking and
今天仇敌把神的教会，把神的家任意摆布。
So the enemy is able to do all sorts of things within the house of God.
神的儿女没有神的话来喂养他们。
The children of God have no food to be, there are no food for to feed them.
所以如果你的眼睛打开来看，
SoIf you open your eyes now,
你能够坦然吗？
Can you be just as yourself?
你看到这样的一个荒凉的光景，你能够无动于衷吗？
When you see such a conditions, will not your heart be moved and be touched?
我们还能够自己关在象牙塔里头，没有什么特别的感觉吗？
Can we still lock ourselves up in the ivory tower and have no more feelings?
神今天要把我们带出这个象牙塔，向他的禾场来看。
So the Lord want to bring us down from the ivory tower to look at the threshing floor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天是一个荒凉的时代，是缺乏神话语的时代。
So today is a day of famine. Today is a day where we lack the word of God.
神学院很多。
There are many theological colleges.
毕业生很多。
Many graduates from them.
但是
But,
认识神话语的并不多。
But those who know the word of God, they are few.
经历过神话语的凤毛麟角。
Those who have experience the word of God are even less scarcer, even more scarce.
今天的讲台
the pulpit today,
所讲的
those who speak, all those things that have been spoken,
是讲人喜欢听的东西
they only speak of things that people like to hear.
很少的地方能够听见神对这个时代要讲什么。
Very few places they can listen to what God really intends for them to listen.
按时分粮，这个按时这个意思是什么意思？
When you give the food in due season, what does it mean?
时间
time
一种是啊年龄的时间
time or maybe speaking about age
啊，有的是年幼的吃奶的
maybe there are some who are young maybe they have to drink milk
有的年长的需要吃干粮的
so those who are older they need solid food
no, no older middle age
middle age they need solid food
那么也有老的软弱的可能又要吃特别的食物
the old and maybe those who are weak they need special food
所以按时有一个意思是按着每一只羊的生命的光景有的需要吃奶有的需要吃干粮有的需要特别的食物
so when we say that give food in due season maybe there's a way we can see is that maybe some need to drink milk some need solid food and some need special food
还有一个时间的另外一个意思
maybe there's another meaning of when we talk about timeseason
比如说现在是来到末世了
perhaps we can say that now we are coming to the end of ages
你要知道现在的时代是什么样的一个光景
so you must know what type of conditions we are living in
神在这个时候 要传达的信息是什么样类的信息
God wants to have a message to be given for what type of message is this at this present time
有一些人需要的是这一类的信息有一类的人伤心的人需要那一类的信息 不一样不是一视同仁
There are some who need certain messages and some who are sad they need another type of messages
所以
it's individual needs according to individuals
所以不是、大家都吃烧饼油条
It's not that everybody will take hot buns and fried fritters
你要按着客观的情形来按时分粮。
You must to see according to the circumstances and to give the proper food in its proper time.
所以要做一个管家。
So you, if you want to be a steward,
你要有感觉。
You must have feeling.
你要感觉到神的心，神的负担。
You must have a feeling for God's heart. You must have feeling for the burden of God.
因为今天说话的是神
Because today the one who speaks is God
你能够摸到神的感觉
If you have, are able to touch the feelings of God
你要去看旧约的先知们
If you go and see the Old Testament prophets
你会发现神用一个图画来说明先知的职事
Then you will see that they give a picture of how the prophet is being selected
在以西结的书里头讲到以西结看到一个异象
For example, Ezekiel saw a vision
他看到一个书卷
He saw a scroll
里外都是很多的字
There are many words upon this scroll
上面有那些字都是一些充满感觉的话语
So on these scrolls, there are a lot of words all full, very emotional and full of words
神就对以西结说把那个书卷吃进去
And God told Ezekiel put the scroll into your mouth and eat it
所以他就把那个小卷吃进去
And so he took the scroll and ate it
他就说他的腹中
And he says within
非常的苦
And his stomach is very bitter within him
为什么苦呢
Why is it bitter within
his bowels 因为这些话这些神的话是非常忧伤痛苦的话语
Because these words within him within his is very sorrowful and very sad words
可是他开口的时候呢 这些话出来的时候又甜如蜜。
But when he opened up his mouth to speak and is sweet like honey.
所以这个意象就说出这个表达神话语的这些先知们是摸到神感觉的人。
So when we see that these prophets, when they speak forth the word, they have already touched the heart of God.
然后他也能够安慰、鼓励或者责备不同的对象。
Then they are able to console, encourage, and to speak forth to various
rebuke
various people.
所以今天要能够有神的感觉，有人的感觉。
So today we must have a feeling for God as well as a feeling for the people.
谁是神忠心有见识的管家呢？
So who then is the faithful and wise servant of God?
这个问题是今天非常重要的问题。
So today this question is of utter importance.
今天已经来到仇敌用尽所有的方法来破坏神的家，神的见证。
So today we have come to a stage where the enemy is using various methods to destroy the testimony of God.
不管你今天到哪里，
regardless where you go，
你在亚洲，你到美洲，你到南美洲，到欧洲，你看到的情形基本上是类似的。
Whether in Asia, America, or Europe, you see a similar conditions happening.
神的羊散在山岗里。
The sheep are scattered among the valleys.
Mountains
and valleys.
没有牧人。
There's no shepherd there.
没有人把神的话来喂养这些群羊。
Nobody is feeding this sheep with the word of God.
你走到这些地方去，你的心都碎了。
When you go to such a place, then your heart is truly broken.
每一次
on each occasion
你在他们中间，
when you are in their midst，
他们那种渴望的心，
you look at their thirst within them，
我没有办法用话来形容。
I could not describe to you their conditions in words，
我只能用主耶稣自己所说的话。
I can only use what the Lord Jesus himself said.
在马太福音第九章。
In Matthew chapter 9.
每一次
Each time,
我读到这句话，
Each time when I listen, when I read these words,
我就流泪。
I shed tears.
九章三十五节。
Chapter 9 verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Matthew chapter 9Reading from verse 35. Then Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful,But the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
我们的主本来是在天上，在父的右边。
Our Lord is actually at the right hand of God, the Father.
他从天上也可以看到地上有很多很多的人。
From his heaven above, you can see that on earth there are many, many people.
他可以打发天使。你去看那边有一个很可怜的人，帮帮他的忙。
He can send forth his angels. Now there's a very pitiful person there. You go and render him some help.
但是你从这段话，不是这幅图画。
But you see from this verse, it's not such a picture.
这位伟大的神，
This great and mighty God.
他自己来到这个地上做人。
He came to become a man.
然后用他自己的一双脚。
He used his own two legs.
他走遍各城各乡。
He walked through cities and villages all over the place.
也就是说，在当时没有一个城市，没有一个乡下，主耶稣的脚没有走过。在巴勒斯坦。
It means that at those times, there's not a village, not a city that Jesus has not walked through.
他一面传道。
He preached as he go along.
他的两个眼睛一面看。
His two eyes, he looked at the surrounding.
他看见许多的人。
He saw many people.
好像没有牧人一样。
He saw many people as though they are without a shepherd.
困苦流离。
They are weary and scattered all over.
然后里面就产生一个感觉，就怜悯他们。
And within him there was this feeling, and he has compassion for them.
今天有多少的人看见这样的一个情形
？Today, how many of you, or how many of the people in the world today can see these conditions today?
我们没有感觉，是因为我们没有出去走。
We have no.Feelings is because we did not go out to walk.
我们在自己舒适的环境里头，我们天天就是在这个象牙塔里。
So we are in our comfortable zone, or in our comfort zone. It's just like we are in the ivory tower.
我们当然没有感觉。
Of course, we do not have feelings.
不可能有感觉。
It's impossible for us to have feelings.
我们的主是亲自走遍各城各乡。
But when our Lord, as far as our Lord is concerned, He walked through every villages and cities.
一面走一面看。
As he walked, he looked.
一面看一面感觉。
As he looked, he felt.
他能够感觉到人心中的痛苦。
He can feel the sorrow in the hearts of the people.
他就发出怜悯。
And from him comes forth compassion.
然后他就对他的门徒说话。
And so he spoke to his disciples.
说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
He says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are truly few.
这句话。主耶稣在都是真的，今天二十一世纪还是真的。
The words when during the times of Jesus, these words are true, but in the 21st century today, it is exactly true, similarly true.
可是我们有没有像主耶稣所做的祷告，像庄稼的主，呼天唤地的求，打发工人收割他的庄稼
？But do we make a prayer like Jesus that we call pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out his laborers into the harvest?Do we cry and make a shout and make a loud noise to the Lord?
今天我们的祷告都是为自己祷告。
But today our prayers is mainly for our own self.
为着我自己的家人祷告。
It's pray for my own family.
我们很少想到神的心是何等的沉重，在这个今天这个时代。
We pray for our own family members. We have seldom pray for God. The heart of the Father is so heavily burdened.
因为我们没有摸到神的心。
Because you have not touched the heart of God.
求神开我们的眼睛。
Or pray truly that the Lord open our eyes.
要开我们的眼睛，要走出去。
If we want to open our eyes, then we have to walk out.
要从我们这 comfort zone 走出去。
We have to go forth out of our comfort zone.
今天我们太舒服了。
Today we are truly comfortable.
今天我们太保护自己了。
Today we are so self-protective.
所以我们今天已经到一个程度麻木。
So today we have come to a condition such a state that we are totally numb.
去年六月，江弟兄在 Virginia 讲一篇道。
Last year in June, it's called Virginia. Our brother Stephen Gong.
每年的 Virginia
have a message in the Virginia conference, in Virginia Family Conference.
我从来没有听江弟兄用这么强烈的字句。
I have seldom heard.Or heard how our brother Stephen Kong have used such strong words.
给我很深很深的印象。
He has given me such a deep impression.
他说今天的基督徒已经进入 coma.
He says that the Christians today have already entered in the state of coma.
你如果有兴趣，你上网你可以听到这篇信息。
So if you are interested, you can go to the web and download this message.
神的老仆人服侍主七十年。
This old servant of God have servedThe Lord for 70 years.
他的心是何等沉重，他讲到今天教会的情形，基督徒的属灵的光景已经进入 coma， 就是不行，没有感，失去知觉。
this dear servant of God who have served the Lord for 70 years, and in his heart is so heavily burdened that he says that today's Christian, they are already have no more feelings, they have already entered the state of coma. How could we have entered into such a condition?
在巴勒斯坦有两个湖,
in Palestine, there are two lakes.
他们的水通通是从 这个黑门山下来的,
all their waters come down from the Mount Hermon.
这个雪水是非常美的水, 每年化的时候就流到第一个湖, 叫做加利利海。
This water comes from the melted snow, and they, every year they flow down into the Sea of Galilee.
那个是一个活充满生命的活水,
and this lake is filled of living waters.
有许多的鱼,
there are many fish inside.
很多人在那里靠打鱼谋生, 当年主耶稣的门徒, 很多都是在那里谋生的。
Many people make a living out of fishing, and some of the Lord's disciples are fishermen there.
然后这个水就流 往南流，那条河叫做鼎鼎大名的约旦河。
And so this water flowed down from through a river, and there's a very famous river, and that's River Jordan.
然后就流到第二个大湖，那个湖叫做沿海。
And it flowed down south and into another lake, and that's called Dead Sea.
沿海是全世界最低的一个海，海拔以下400米。
That's the lowest point. It's 400
meter
below sea level.
Below sea level. 可是这个约旦河的水一直往里面灌。
But the waters from River Jordan keep on flowing into this lake.
可是这个湖一条鱼都没有。
But in this lake, there's no fish at all. Not a single fish.
这是最咸的水。
And furthermore, and this is the saltiest water.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个湖它的水是蒸发被太阳晒的蒸发。
Because in this lake, the only way of escape is through evaporation.
没有出口的。
The waters has no other outlets to flow through.
这里盐分就越来越高，因为没有出路。
So the salt content become more and more and more because there's no outlet for the water to flow.
最后这个湖的四围通通都是盐柱。
And around this lake, there are many salt crystals. There's no life, living things inside this lake.
同样从黑门山来的河水,
it's the same water that flows down from Mount Hermon.
为什么在加利利海就是充满生命，而跑到这条第二个湖里面就是死亡呢？
Why is it that when the water flow into the Sea of Galilee is full of life, abundant life, and when it flow into this salt lake, is no life in it?
我想主把这个地理放在那里，要教所有神的儿女一个很简单的功课。I
think that the Lord has put this geography, this landscape there to teach all of us, the children of God, some very important lesson.
生命的活水有进，一定要有出。
The rivers of living water that flow in must also flow out.
你们白白的得来, 也要白白的舍去。
Freely you have received, freely you should give.
如果你只进而不出的话呢?
And only if you just receive and never let go,
你的里面的盐分就越来越多。
The salt content within you become more and more.
最后里面的生命就没有了，死亡。
And so finally the end state is that there's no more life in you.
所以这两个湖就说出两个生命与死亡的对照。
So these two lakes give us a contrast of life and death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们为什么老化，为什么后来去灵性的死亡, 因为我们没有出口啊。
So why is it that we age and why is it that we end up dead? It's because we have no way to let out.
我们得了很多很多，但是我们没有给出去啊。
We have received many and much, but yet we have not given out any.
如果我们不给出去,
if we do not give out,
我们的生命就越来越老化，最后是死亡。
Then finally, our life becomes age and death if we don't give out.
谁是神忠心聪明的管家呢？
Who then is the faithful and wise servant of God?
谁是能够按时分粮，把神的食物分给群羊的呢？
Who is it that can give the food in its due seasons to the sheep?
就是愿意有负担，看见神的心，把粮食储备好分出去的人。
It is those that have a heart and know the heart of God and is able to give out the food in this new season.
基甸与300个勇士。
Gideon and his 300 compatriots.
就说出这个大麦饼基甸的刀的原则。
And so it speaks forth the loaf, barley loaf and the sword of Gideon.
一面能够打仗。
On the one hand, he can fight.
把仇敌消灭。
You can fight a war.
一面能够杀出一条生路来，让神的儿女有粮可以吃。
You can fight a war and have a battle and create the path so that the children of God have means to have gather food.
Oh, 今天神的教会需要何等大的复兴。
Oh, the church today needs such a great revival.
今天我们看见撒旦好像骑在神的儿女头上，今天连气都喘不过来。
So today we see that Satan is riding upon the shoulders of brothers and sisters that they cannot even breathe.
我们看到的基本上就是某某人生病了，然后某某人死了。
So basically what we see in our circumstances is that so and so has fallen sick, so and so have died.
我们很少看见神在一个地方开了一个新的工作。
We seldom see that how God have opened a way or created a new world.
有许多的人来在这里蒙恩。
Many people have come and received blessing, received grace.
我觉得这是我们自己在挖自己的坟墓。
I think we are now here actually digging our own grave.
这是今天教会一个大的危机。
And so today this is a great crisis in the church.
我们需要向神祷告，我们需要摸到耶稣的心。
We really need to pray before our Lord and we really need to feel the heart of Jesus.
走出去
，walk out，
看
，see，
摸那个感觉。
Have a feeling for that.
摸神的感觉，摸人的感觉。
Have a feeling for God. Have a feeling for the people.
带出负担。
Create a burden within you.
这个祷告才是真的。
And that prayer that you utter to the Lord.
祷告必须出自于你最深的感觉。
The prayer that comes from you must come from your innermost recess.
这个祷告神要听。
And this prayer, God will want to listen.
否则的话，我们的祷告都是叫做天花板都过不去的祷告。
So if not, then this the prayer that we utter, we just cannot pass even through the ceiling.
不要说达到宝座了。
Don't say that you can reach the throne.
今天是一个危险的时代。
Today is a dangerous conditions now.
今天是一个缺乏工人的时代。
Today is the time where we lack workers.
今天是一个群羊飘离。漂流没有食物的时代。
Today when we see the sheep scattered and they dispersed all
over the place without food. 我们的主在问教会一个问题。
Our Lord is asking the church one question.
谁是忠心有见识的管家？
The Lord is asking who then is a faithful and wise servant of God.
能够按时分粮。
Who can give this food in this due season.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你把你的精力放在酒榨。
Put your experience down at the place of the wine press.
不要把你的精力放在那些虚无的事情上面了。
Don't put your experiences in other places where it's only false.
有衣有食就当知足。
As long as you have food and clothing, be satisfied with it.
把你神给你所有的恩赐、所有的力量，像那首诗歌一样。将你最好的献给主。
Give of your best to your master, just like the hymn has sung. So all your strength and all energy, please surrender it to your master.
让主的话在我们的里面成为活的话语。
Let the word of God within us become living words.
这些活的话语
，these living words
能够叫人得生命。
Can cause others to have life.
能够叫人生命改变。
Can cause others' life to change.
能够把这个饥荒的情形改变。
Can turn this famine condition. Can change this famine.
我们需要基甸的刀大于大麦饼。
We need the sword of Gideon and we need the barley loaf.
有哪一位今天你被神的话摸到了？
Who each one among you have been touched by the word of God?
哪一位今天有一个感觉，神啊，求你把我，把当年你感动基甸的灵，今天感动我。
Who among you will say that the how you have touched Gideon, the spirit that touched Gideon, please let it touch me?
你愿意做基甸与那三百个勇士吗？
Do you want to be like Gideon and the 300 compatriots?
或者你可以做那三万两千人的那些人吗？
Or you want to be the those that have left him, the 32,000?
那些人是有心但是无力。
Those are people who have the heart,
害怕
the most strength because fear.
不敢把自己完全放在神的手里。
They do not dare to entrust themselves totally into the hands of God.
神不是没有大能。
God is not a man with, God is not a person who has no mind.
神有无穷的大能。
God is all powerful.
但是
but,
必须要有人跟他合作。
He needs man to work with him.
如果有基甸，今天的基甸，
If today we have a Gideon today,
神可以做你想都没有想到的事情。
Then God can do something that you cannot even imagine.
两年前，
2 years ago,
几位弟兄跟江弟兄一起到南美洲去。
A few brothers and sisters followed Brother Stephen Kong to South America.
因为南美洲的弟兄们邀请江弟兄去参加他们一个特会。
Because the brethren in South America invited our brother Stephen Kong.
我们在他们中间虽然听不懂他们讲什么，因为他们是用葡萄牙话。
Amongst them, we don't really understand what they speak because they spoke in Portuguese.
虽然有人翻译。
Of course, there are those translated.
但是我们只能懂一半。
Of course, then we only can grasp half the meaning.
但是
But,
虽然我们是懂一半的话
So only, we really only understand half of what they spoke.
但是他们的诗歌，他们的祷告叫你流泪。
But their prayers, their hymns would cause you to shed tears.
哎呀，他们在主面前的那种火热的灵，你受到很深很深的感染。
Because of their fervent spirit within them, then you will really be also be touched and moved along with them.
我们跟他们在一起聚了四天的会。
We have four days meeting with them.
他们请江弟兄交通。
They invited Brother Stephen Kong to share.
谈话的中间，江弟兄说这样一句话。
Amidst the conversation, Brother Stephen Kong said something like this.
他说：“我看见你们。”
He says, "I look at you."
就让我想起我年轻的时候，30年代的时候，神在上海做工的情形。
When I look at you, I remembered how when I was young in the 30s when I was in Shanghai, the people are so fervent.
神的灵今天还在做工。
The Spirit of God is working today.
只要有人。
As long as there is
someone, 愿意把自己没有条件的放在神的手里。
Who, as long as there is someone who is unconditional, place himself unconditionally before God.
那些智利的弟兄也十年二十年前也是年轻人。
Those Chilean brothers, they are 10 or 20 years ago, they are also young people.
但是主抓到他们。
But the Lord have caught hold of them.
神改变了他们生命。
God changed, transformed their life.
神用他们
，God used them，
祝福了南美洲许多地方的教会。
And God through them blessed many churches in South America.
今天在南洋，神难道不要做工吗
？Today in Nanyang, doesn't God want wish to do His work?
200年前的这一年
，200 years ago，
今年是。2007年
This is the year 2007.
这是很特别的，值得纪念的一年。
It is something that we truly wish to remember.
为什么
？Why？
因为200年前
，Because 200 years ago，
神感动一个英国的弟兄叫做马里顺。
God has touched a brother called
Morrison，
弟兄 called a brother called Morrison，
从英国坐六七个月的帆船。
He sat on a junk ship, all sailing ship, all the way to come to this place.
跑到中国。
He came to China.
是一个完全陌生的环境，语言也不通，头发的颜色也不对，生活习惯完全不一样的一群外国人。
It's a totally foreign land to him. Even the colors of their hairs are totally different, and he live in such a strange surrounding.
他开始把耶稣基督的福音传到中国来。
And he started to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to China.
那我们知道那个时候中国的门是对福音是关的。
And we know that at that period of time, the door towards the gospel of Christ is being closed.
逼迫他们。
They were being persecuted.
所以这些被骂成洋鬼子的人就跑到新加坡来了。
So these foreign devils came downward to Singapore.
他们在这里继续为中国祷告。
And they continue to pray for China.
这个弟兄就在这里，在新加坡开始翻译中文圣经。
And so this brother in Singapore started to translate the Chinese Bible.
他传福音的第一个果子就是帮他印圣经的那个工人。
And the first fruit that he received, he gathered from here is the person who printed the Bible for him.
对，他得救。
And he got saved.
然后神用他开始慢慢把福音向这个古老的中国来传。
And so, gradually and slowly, they use these brethren to preach the gospel to China.
那是两百年前的事情。
And this is the story that comes from 200 years ago.
今天我们这些华人基督徒能够听见福音，是有成千的西教士到中国来把这个福音传给我们的。
And today, we Chinese brothers and sisters are the fruits of all those missionaries from the West who came to preach the gospel to us.
我这些年到国内去传道，很多的地方我可以看到这些人的坟墓。
And when I go to China, I can see many of the tombstones in China.
有的在新疆。
Some of these preachers, their tombstones are in Xinjiang.
有的在甘肃。
Some in 甘肃。
有的在浙江，很多很多。
Some in 浙江 and many many.
这些人都死在中国。
And all these preachers, they die in China.
在义和团的时候，有189个人是脑袋搬家的，血流出来，寻道而死。
During the days of the Boxer Rebellion, these people, their heads were being chopped off, and
现在我们好像已经忘记他们了。
And today we have forgotten them.
但是神没有忘记。
But God has not forgotten them.
这些人是得奖赏的人。
These are people who receive their
reward. 他们是忠心有见识的管家。
They are the faithful and wise steward.
我们呢
？What about us？
我们难道就永远活在自己的象牙塔里头吗
？For us, are we going to live forever in our ivory tower？
这是我们这一代的人要回答的问题。
So this is a question that people of our generation must answer.
我们是为自己活呢，还是为主活？
Are we living for ourselves or are we living for the Lord?
我们是为着国度来活呢，还是为着我们自己的家庭来活呢？
Are we living for the kingdom of heaven or are we living for our own family?
我想这次的特会，
I think because this camp,
我们的主题是我们每一个人必须在主面前回答的事情。
The theme of the camp is a question that each one of us must answer.
如果我们真正来蒙着良心来问，来诚实回答这个问题的话，
If we're honest within our hearts to answer this question,
我们个人生活需要悔改，我们整个教会的生活需要悔改。
Our individual lives must change and our church life must also change.
让我们成为一个能够跟神的旨意配合的教会。
Then we can be a church that complements with the will of God.
让我们的生活必须有目标，有内容。
Then our life, our living must be with one objective.
我们不是为自己活。
We are not living for ourselves.
也不是为自己这个小教会活。
We are not living for this small church.
我们是为着神那个永远的旨意来活。
We are living for the God's eternal purpose.
他的旨意是要遍地，要听见天国的福音。
His eternal purpose, the will, must be for everyone, so that it will be preached to the whole land.
因为马太福音24章说，有一个兆头是主回来的一个重要的兆头。
Because in Matthew chapter 24, they says there's a sign, an important sign for the Lord's coming.
天国的福音 传遍世界，主说末期就到了。
Because the Lord says, when the kingdom of heaven is being preached to the ends of the world, then means the coming of the Lord is then.
那边主不是讲福音传遍地面，而是天国的福音传遍。
There the Lord is not speaking about the gospel of Christ, but the gospel of the kingdom of heaven being spread throughout the whole world.
我们很多的人认为只要把福音传遍主就回来，不是，是要把天国的福音传完你才能够回来。
Many of us have this perception that as long as we preach the gospel to the ends of the world, then the Lord will come. But no, it's not. It is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们必须成为天国的人。
We truly must be citizens of this kingdom of heaven.
我们自己必须是一个出代价的人。
We must truly be one who are willing to pay the cost.
否则我们怎么能够为这个天国的福音来做见证？
Then how can we, if we don't do that, how then do we do it testify for the kingdom of heaven?
我们需要更多的基甸。
We truly need more Gideons.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你今天晚上应该回答这个问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, you have to answer this question tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们来到你自己的施恩宝座。
Lord, truly we come to the throne of grace.
我们相信你今天晚上已经向我们发出挑战。
Lord, today we really believe that you have challenged each one of us.
今天这个地上我们看到的是荒凉。
We see on this earth,Truly, there's a great famine.
我们看到的许多的羊流离失所。
We see, Lord, the sheep are scattered all over the place.
主啊，难道我们没有感觉吗？
Well, Lord, do we really not have any feelings?
我们没有感觉是因为我们没有看见。
We have no feelings is because we do not see.
但是即使我们没有看见外面，我们就看到我们自己的周遭，看到我们自己个人，我们岂不也是如此吗？
Even though we do not see the famine outside, when we look inside into our own self, aren't we also like that?
主啊，求你救我们脱离这个可怕的荒凉的光景。
Oh Lord, please save us and deliver us from this great famine.
求你复兴你的教会。
Oh Lord, revive your church.
求你把见证的火炬再次扬起来。
Oh Lord, lift up the torch of the testimony.
求你今天在教会再兴起更多的祭奠。跟三百个勇士。
Oh Lord, truly raise up more Gideons and 300 compatriots together with him.
求你让新加坡的教会不再沉睡了。
Oh Lord, let the church in Singapore no longer sleep.
让新加坡教会的基督徒不再做梦了。
Oh Lord, let the Christians brothers in Singapore do not slumber and make dreams.
让这一次的聚会实在是向主你向教会挑战的问题。
Oh Lord, let the churchTake upon the challenge.
让我们听见谁是忠心、良善、有见识的仆人。
Let each one of us hear in our own ears that who then is the faithful and the wise servant.
主啊
，Oh Lord,
求你用我们。
Oh Lord, use each one of us.
求你不让我们的一生浪费掉了。
Oh Lord, let each one of us not waste our life.
让我们还有机会的时候，我们肯把我们手中的五饼二鱼完全交出来。
Oh Lord, when we have time, when we are, make us willing to give off the five loaves and two fishes.
我们自己手里面没有太多，就这么一点。
Oh Lord, we do not have much, we only have this little bit.
但是主啊，如果我们保留在自己的手里，永远是五饼二鱼。
Oh Lord, as long as we keep it within ourselves, it remains as five loaves and two fishes.
但是我们深深地相信，只要交在你的手里，你可以喂饱千万人。
Oh Lord, as we are willing to place it before your hand and give it to you, and you, we can believe that you can feed thousands of people.
主啊，求你把这样的负担、志向赐给我们。
Oh Lord, grant us this burden, grant us this vision.
我们真是把你自己的教会放在你的面前。
Oh Lord, we really place your own church into your own hands.
圣灵啊，求你做更深的工作。
Oh Lord, the Holy Spirit, please do His own mighty work.
把你的话向我们每一个人心的深处来，像刀一样插进来。
Oh Lord, let Your words come into our hearts just like the knife that poked through.
不让我们随随便便过了一生。
Oh Lord, let us not we us just live our life anyway, oh how.
这样贫穷可怜的光景继续下去。
Oh Lord, do not allow us to live in this poor and miserable condition.
主啊，让我们被你。握在你的手里 可以成为可使用的器皿。
Oh Lord, let each one of us be placed before you and be in your hands that can be used off by you.
求你为你自己国度的缘故。
Oh, for your own kingdom's sake.
你今天不让我们任何一个人随随便便就过去了。
Do not let each one of us go away.
主啊，让我们向你继续不断的呼求，直到你答应我们。
Oh Lord, let each one of us continue to plead before you until you answer us.
求你做厉害的工作。
Oh Lord, do your great and mighty work here.
改变你的教会。
Oh, change and transform your church.
让我们在仇敌的面前可以夸口。
So that we can boast in front of our enemies.
今天我们好像都躲在山洞里。
Oh, we all like hiding in the mountain caves.
主啊，我们好像自己保护自己，就是怕出去。
Oh Lord, we keep protecting ourselves as we are afraid that we are afraid to go out.
主，让我们从山洞里面出来。
Oh Lord, let us come out of the mountain caves.
把那个石头挪开。
Oh Lord, remove the stones.
让我们从坟墓里面出来。
That we can come out of the grave.
让我们不再死亡的捆绑里面。
So that we will no longer be bound by death.
让我们经历基督复活的大能。
So that we experience the power of the resurrection of Christ.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, listen to our prayers.
我们相信。这也是圣灵的祷告。
And Lord, we know that this is also the groaning and moaning of the Holy Spirit.
因为你回来的日子近了。
Because the time of your coming is near.
主啊，你要在这个末后的时代
，because
要做大过先前的更荣耀的事。
Because we know that you want to do great and mighty works.
求你听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.